Blog Talk Radio. Gods Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. This is the day we all been looking for, and this is it. The seventh day when the sun set. The seventh day when the sun set. Right now we're in the sixth day. We're coming up to that feast. The closing of unleavened bread will be beginning of it starts after tomorrow. But I mean the closing of it. We're getting ready for it. This is the sixth day going into that seventh day of unleavened bread. Yahuwah be with you all. All the camps is open, all six locations. Got the gates open, ready to go. This is it. This is all about Steve Ray. Remember one thing. If we get our Yahuwah right, he got it written. He will get us right. No doubt about it. So we just going to stroll down the international side and see what's going on and see who all join us for the sixth day. The sun's still out. But when the sun set, it will be the seventh day of unleavened bread. So the book is, we got the book lined up according to the Bible. And that's what it's all about, see, right? When you got lined according to the Bible, you in business to take care of business. Yahuwah be with you all, sixth day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We're going to look on the international side and see who all join us for this episode. We're going to look on the international side and see who joining us. Matter of fact, we're looking on the international side and see who all join us. And it reads officially on the international side. 195 international countries. They ready to go for 6 days. But when the sun set, you will be in the seventh day. That's why you got to get, you got to understand the Bible time is different from the time of the world. The Bible time. And once you start doing Bible time, we're going to be ready to go in Bible time. And Yahuwah be with you all. This is the sixth day going into the seventh day, and Yahuwah be with you all. So on the international side, it reads, on the international side, 195 international countries. All right. And what's flashing? Oh, that's a record-breaking number that's flashing. 102574. 102574. One thing we know, see, Reyes. That means that the great big old camps and everybody ready here, some dust says some Yahuwah. 102574. What we're going to do, we're going to bring Mr. Tibbs in. We'll get back on what we got to do. And maybe he'll stall a little bit and get something going on. Remember one thing. When the sun set, you will be in a final day. An early part of the Feast of Unleavened Bread when the sun set. So we'll bring Mr. Tibbs in and he'll go from there. And we'll get ourselves prepared to do what we got to do. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, all locations is open. This is it. This is the day that Yahuwah have put on the table. And Yahuwah be with you all. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Well, hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. Well, this is it. This is what it's all about. 195 international countries, all the slots filled. The largest class ever, 102574. Take your time and whatever you got to bring while we try to get ourselves prepared for this final feast called Unleavened Bread, the seven-day feast. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into the nice broadcast of a glorious number of 102,574 listeners. Well, that means one thing, that we've all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand without proper teaching. To see those things that most of us can see, that some can never find, that's without proper guidance. To touch those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel, we have to show them what book to read, the King James Bible. For we notice that the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because it's the words of Yahuwah which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, should be taking notes, Seabrooks, because some of these things will have great reference for you and your family. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, there's a lot of us that are here for the good of Yahuwah, considering the number that we're looking at today. They came for the good of Yahuwah's word. They receive it, commend it, and add unto it. And some listening to the same words we hear cast it behind their backs, which is not so good for others' learning. There are waving wolves in sheep's clothing that come to see just who's attending, who's talking about what, who's on their side in deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason. That's who not sits on your left or on your right. But that's what for the words of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics, note that I say, from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, which we're doing now. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class, which is Friday, from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of a normal Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address for the listening members to use. Open up any one of your current smart devices that you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking there, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time, under the line, you might see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Follow the same instructions as for previous use. But doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and a land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Very important thing, Zebra. Check that calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Main Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses also, which the users can use to write their written opinions or questions and answers of a biblical subject. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, yhdh@gmail.com. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahweh's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yahweh's words. The Bible verses that we give you explain why. When we look at the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But you can imagine from the previous meetings that we've had, there's still those out there to do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will cause, during the program announcement, or cause some disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has said to us in the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer directly for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, even thoughts of having running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to do 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26, as you'll find out later what that verse means. For those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note for the listening members, we're also in the progress of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day, a number of days. Well, this is something that we do have to mention before we get into a short comment here. We notice that today is another day for the word of Yahweh, and nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahweh's word, which is always a good thing. Those of us that commend it, add unto it, and those that listen to the same words we hear, casting them behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, or they're completely lost in their call to speak. Now, they've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what a man, a woman was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever taken time to tell you they've done even 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about what Yahweh the Son said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but Yahweh, all things are possible." So we begin to learn that the verses in the Bible lead us to certain places that we need to understand in this life. I had asked a question to 10 different people, and only one had heard of Bible feast days, but they were not aware when they were or what the names were, but at least they heard of it. Even the name of Yahweh, when I asked about that, none of them had heard the name of Yahweh before, out of the 10. When I explained it, they thought it was a cult religion. I had to take time to explain some of the teachings that we know on this program about the name of Yahweh and the feast days, and also to include the Sabbath days that we rehearsed. Now, for those of you that don't know, this is the month of Abib, known as the calendar day as the month of April. This is explained in the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse number 4. Verse 4 says, "This day came ye out of the month of Abib." So this is the month of April. So this is a righteous gathering to us. So to start, this gathering was described in Exodus chapter 12, verse 16. 16 says, "And this first day there shall be a righteous gathering, and on the seventh day there shall be a righteous gathering unto you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you." The first part of the righteous gathering we have already did for those of you that know of this day, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So during this time, what do you actually do as described in the Bible? We go to the book of Exodus, again, chapter 12, verse number 15. 15 says, "7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, thou soul shall be cut off from Israel." Now, you have your Bibles at hand. Hopefully you use them. So how long must this be done according to Scripture? Well, if you look in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 18, 18 says, "And this month, on the 14th day of that month, at evening, you shall eat leavened bread until 1 and 12th day of the month at evening." We begin to see that evening to evening is a day for the Bible. So the first month of the 14th day is the 15th, according to what the Bible says. And the other one, 20th day, is the 21st. The 1 and 20th day is the 21st. At evening to evening is a Bible day. So this evening at when sundown, it will be the next day, Bible day, not the calendar day, see, boy. This is why I say take notes. Some of this stuff is very important. So even this day is the last day for unleavened bread, the last day of the righteous gathering. So now it has been asked, how long shall this occur? Yeah, righteous gathering, how long should this occur? That's a good question. This answer is also in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 24. It says, "Ye shall observe this thing for ordinance unto thee and thy sons forever." So that answers that question, as done forever. There's no ministry out there that teaches this way except the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. That's why we always say take notes. Keep your Bibles open. Don't just look at the word. Read it. Get an understanding. Because when you do this, it's already written in John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So now they sometimes say to me, different people I talk to, "Hey, Mr. Tibbs, why you spend so much time trying to teach someone things that they don't know or don't believe?" And I reply, simply what the Bible says, to get a James 5:20. If I can help save one transgressor from their sins, I help save a multitude of others. You know, the seer mentions that quite often. And also, breaking down a verse for somebody, you know, for that same cause. Look at Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 9. What does it say? Proverbs chapter 9 says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he or she will yet get wiser. Teach just a man, and he or she will increase in learning." That's a two-part explanation there, Seagull. You give a wise man some instruction, he's going to get wiser, which is a true thing. Think about the people that know stuff already, and you show them something that they already know that add to their own wisdom. Teach just a man that doesn't know, he's going to get wiser because he wants to know more. And that's like some of the people out here. We're hungry for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that there's a lot to learn, keep your Bibles open, Seagull, and learn to take notes. I'm going to pass our program back to our seer Israel, and remember what this day is, the last day of the righteous gathering, the seventh day at eve. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Israel, we're going to give us a few things in. And how about what is the national record-breaking audience? Luke chapter 12, verse 12. G. Israel, what's going on as we going off into the final day when the sun set of unleavened bread, you and Clark come up?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. That's right. And the righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. Let's take a look at what Psalm say in 85, verse 11. Look at Psalm 85, verse 11. What's that say, Sister G. Israel?
Psalm chapter 85, verse 11. Psalm 85, verse 11 reads, "Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven."
Right. And truth will spring from the earth. Then righteousness is going to look down from heaven. Now, that's a powerful statement. Let's preach up there and find out who this righteousness is going to look down from heaven by going to Jeremiah 23. Let's see who this righteousness is going to look down from heaven in Jeremiah 23 by precepting this book. Remember, we're in the sixth day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. When the sun set, it will be the seventh day. We're going to find out who this truth is going to spring down from the earth. And how you do that? You do the precepts. do your precepts. Get them on the count. Precept your Bible. That is the game phase. That's set down all the game phase where you let the Bible speak about who is this truth that's going to spring down from heaven. And all you got to do is precept. We'll find out who is this truth in the book of Jeremiah. Let's find who is this righteousness. Let's go to Jeremiah 23, and we'll look down at verse 6. Jeremiah 23, verse 6, what does it say?
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. In his days, Yahdah Judah shall be saved, the southern kingdom. And Israel, the 10 northern tribes, shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, our righteousness.
For one, they're going to be down the name of Yahuwah the Son. He don't want to do the people on it. And he don't want to do the people on it. So what is written when that verse was pulled in Sirach 16:25? That verse was pulled from Sirach 16:25. What's written?
Sirach chapter 16, verse 25. The works of Yahuwah are done in judgment from the beginning, and from the time he made them, he disposed the parts thereof. Oh, I'm sorry. 25, that was 26. My fault. 25, I will show forth doctrine in wait and declare his knowledge exactly.
Read that again.
I will show forth the doctrine in wait and declare his knowledge exactly.
Listen on the count, that's our position. We got to make sure we show his word on what he knows. What kind of way again? Was that last word?
Exactly.
Exactly. We got to make sure it got to be a count that can soundly show his word exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We got to make sure we're clear that we're showing his word exactly.
That's right.
Run 1 Samuel 2, 2 and 3. I mean 2 verse 3 there. Took the biggest rail. 1 Samuel 2 verse 3, because you made up. You made a profound thing and said, I will show forth in wait. So now we got to find out about that. We're going to precept that. See, y'all want us to precept everything to be sure you prepared for any of the games there for the scholars. When you precept it, that's the game changer. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3, listen to us.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
By him is action weighed. So we got to make sure, because we know one thing, by him is the action. He can tell pain or good stuff. Give him some more, any way he wants. This is the guy that weighed out everything. Let's run to 119, verse 98 through 104. Psalms 119, 98, down to 104. See Israel. Psalms 119, verse 98 to 104. You're on the clock. Come on.
Psalm chapter 119. Verses 98 through 104. Psalm chapter 119, verse 98. You, through your Torah instructions, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep your word. 102. I have not departed from your judgments, for you have taught me. 103. How sweet are your words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. 104. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Precept and get understanding. That's why the six commandment camps know more than the ancients, because one thing about it, because they don't know how to put it in right. They received it and we don't study it. See, they have received it, and all we have done now is study it. They got the blessing of him to understand exactly where we at. And we could look at exactly where we at from where we at right now. From right now we got it lined up on the key of where we at. Let's run to Exodus chapter 12. Let's run to Exodus chapter 12 and see exactly where we're at there, Sister Jeannie Israel. On Exodus chapter 12, by lining up with this Bible, looking at that son, understanding that how he have laid this thing out, we can go read this Bible and see what he's saying in 12 verse 1 and what is he saying. What is he saying in 12 verse 1 and verse 2 of Exodus?
Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, saying, 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
So this will be the first month, and that first month, Mr. Tibbs has already covered that. Before I heard him say it in 13, verse 4, so you know he's going there with that. So the first month is on tape. So Yahweh doing talking, dictating to Moses on what he wants to be done, and the message we're going to take to it, not the other 17 nations, we'll take the children of Israel. We're going to know his word and the children of Israel. So be clear. Who supposed to know his word is the children of Israel, for Moses was an Israelite, tribe of Levite. So he knew what Yahweh was saying, he taking place to the children of Israel by being obedient. Okay, let's see what he's saying. Now we'll swing right down to the 12th and look at verse number 15. He's talking. So stop that break. So stop right at break.
Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
Good. So the story matter is unleavened bread. 7 days you eat unleavened bread. Now, give me two lines in verse 16.
And in the first day there shall be a righteous convocation. And in the seventh day, there shall be a righteous convocation to you.
So who's you? Go back to who's you and 12 verse 2. Who's the you? See, the world got to understand they got a place and we got a place. Who's you in 12 verse 2?
Exodus chapter 12 verse 2. This month it shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Come back to Exodus chapter 12, and I'm trying to find out who is the you he's talking to. I want to know who is the you, and you on point, but give me verse
3.
Thank you.
Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel.
That's you we're talking about. So this message, this is This is aim for the children of 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
So this is what his aim was. Other nations, they ain't doing, they ain't broken a report about it because it wasn't for them anyway.
Yeah.
They talking about Easter and they talking about Eucharist and everything else, and we ain't read nothing about Easter or Eucharist.
Yeah.
Not the children of Israel.
That's right.
So we clear, this is talking to the children of Israel. Now, let's see what's telling the children of Israel in verse 18.
Verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
So, be clear that the first month is Abib, and be clear on the 14th day of the month at evening is the 15th day. You shall eat unleavened bread until 1 and 20th day of the first month. So on the 21st, that's when this final feast day of unleavened bread. If you look at your worldly calendar, you will see the day is the 20th. So the day is the 20th. When the sun sets, what happens according to the Bible? The 20th become what when the sun sets?
The 21st. It's the next day.
The 21st. So that would be the evening of the next day when the sun sets. So when you look at the calendar, see all the big calendars, the calendar, see the 20th. But they already had all that bread and pizza 2 weeks ago. So they already had 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's called over there in Jerusalem somewhere.
Yeah, right.
In line of the Jerusalem, but that's about 2 weeks ago. But they had it at 1 o'clock. I said, hey, big count, what time did you have your feast day? Oh, well, it started at 11 a.m. And drawn by about no later, everybody said between 11 to 2 o'clock when the feast started. Well, I said, well, you didn't bring a Bible with you, did you? Yeah, I said, what's up? You ain't doing the Bible saying.
Yeah.
You don't need no Bible.
Yeah, right.
Because you ain't doing the Bible saying. The key to it is doing the Bible. Let's go to Leviticus 23. Let's go to 23 because we got to find out where we're at. Go on to Leviticus chapter 23. Find out exactly where we're at. Leviticus 23, speaking of verse 1. We're going to precept that to Leviticus 23, verse 1. Look at Jesus, Israel, come on.
Leviticus. Chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying. Now, all I want to know is the name of who is for Moses to take this message to in verse 2. Give me a name.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
That's what you speak to.
That's right.
And you tell the 12 tribes what in verse 4?
4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons.
You don't do it when you get ready. You do it when he got it ready, when you do what you got to do.
Mm.
Now, what happens, he says in verse 5? I want to put a check mark and see how this is done. Verse 5.
5. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is Yahweh's Passover.
All right. So the 14th day of the first month is Yahweh's Passover. So for the 14th day of the month is Yahweh's Passover, that means on the 13th day at evening will be the kicking off on the 14th day of the first month at evening. You got to get in on the 13th. And when the sun set on the 13th, it'd be the 14th, and it'd be the evening of the 14th. It's time starts in the evening. So listen on the count. Listen real carefully. On the 14th day of the first month at evening, that means that has to be on the 13th day And when the stars set at evening, it was the 14th day, and its timeline is in the evening. So the evening is the first day of unleavened bread, first day of Passover, which is only one day. So there's right there. On the 14th day, that means on the 13th day, got in on that, when the sun set, it was the 14th day, and we have done the Passover. So that's in the book. Now, if you omit the Passover, then you got to do a Numbers chapter 9 and catch it on the next month on the same time. So if a plan on 13th of evening, and when the sun set on the 13th of evening, according to the Bible, it'd be the 14th. So if you miss this, you got 1 month to wait on this. Verse 6.
And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yahuwah. 7 days must you eat unleavened bread.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And that's what we're doing. Eat unleavened bread. All six anointed camps, I understand they got their boxes, they've been chewing on it all week.
Yeah.
But now, let's take verse 7 and see what part did we do in verse 7. Go ahead.
7. In the first day, you shall have a righteous convocation. You shall do no servile work therein.
On the first day, we have done that. We threw it the first day. We had a righteous gathering on the first day. Now, we want to know what happened next. Thursday. So on that first day of unleavened bread, we had that on the 15th. We had that already. So that's in the book. Thursday.
But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah 7 days. In the seventh day is a righteous convocation. You shall do no servile work therein.
Now the seventh day is a righteous gathering. You do no work. The Sabbath day is just only 20 seconds away from the seventh day. So the seventh day of unleavened bread is only 30 seconds away because the sun now has set. So now we officially end the seventh day of unleavened bread, and all six anointed camps, the gates is open. They all ready to go to receive. That's why we got to keep this thing according to the Bible. When you look on your calendar, you see the 20th. But when the sun set, it is the 21st. So the 21st is the beginning of the seventh day feast of unleavened bread. And how do you work it out again in verse 8 with a little more audio?
But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah 7 days. In the seventh day is a righteous convocation. You shall do no servile work therein.
All right. So that has just begun. So what we want to know, what happened next after we complete the unleavened bread, and right now we're in the morning part of the evening, the beginning of unleavened bread 7 days. Now, we got to be clear what happened next. After that, and I'm looking for the six anointed camps to keep me informed on what we're getting ready to read that's coming up. Verse 9.
And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 10. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priests. 11.
Good right there. So that means what it says now. So how you precept that? You hold that verse, let's precept that, see what that means. Let's precept that to Deuteronomy. Let's precept that and see what he's trying to tell you in Deuteronomy 16. He's making a final statement of what David is making. You got to precept your Bible and see what is he saying. In Deuteronomy 16, and we'll pick up at verse number 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which he has given you. 18. Judges and officers shall you make you in all your gates, which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, giveth you throughout your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment.
Now, we're clear about that. So now, we want to know now, we officially we're in unleavened bread. We're on the seventh day of unleavened bread. Now we got to be informed and make sure we're clear then what happened next. Verse 15.
Leviticus.
Back to 3, verse 15.
23:15. Deuteronomy 16, verse 15. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, in the place which Yahuwah shall choose. Because
Look at 23, verse 15, real captain.
Leviticus 23, verse 15. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
So once we get through with this Sabbath day of unleavened bread, this Sabbath day, on the tomorrow, we're supposed to go into a count system. In the count system, what do we do in verse 15 again?
And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
7 Sabbaths got to be after tomorrow, after we finish this up, fixing on the count, listen good. After unleavened bread is complete, then you count you on that tomorrow, 7, 8, and verse 16.
Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Yahuwah.
So, there's a feast coming up in 50 days after tomorrow. 50 days after tomorrow is a feast. So after the Sabbath day, 50 days after tomorrow, it will be the next feast. So that's the 50 days after tomorrow. And what is the name of that feast? That's coming in 50 days after tomorrow. Let's see what the name of that feast is. After tomorrow, after you come get through with this, you've got to count 50 days. And that 50 days got a name of a feast. And I ain't started right away in the 23rd chapter, but I can preach that with this Deuteronomy. I can precept the Deuteronomy death of Jesus, right? I can precept the Deuteronomy 16:16 and see what comes out of unleavened bread. So it comes with after tomorrow, after we complete the Sabbath day, which we are on right now, after tomorrow, we get rid on his feet. After tomorrow, you count 50 days after the night feast is over with. And you see it get dark again. Then on that tomorrow, you count 50 days and it tells you about the next feast. So you ain't got to look at Julian or Gregory, no calendar. All you got to do is count 50 days. I tell folks, write in the sand or put your 50 rocks down. So keep that in your mind. After the completion of right now, the last day of unleavened bread is on the clock as we speak. This is the seventh day. This is the righteous gathering. All six locations is open for the Sabbath day final feast of unleavened bread, a righteous gathering. It's on the clock as we speak. All locations is open. You call for details, but after you get complete this feast you on right now, after it's over with, count 50 days. And what is the name of the feast that's coming up in 50 days after we get through with this tonight? So, looking forward to seeing those prophets and sons close by. Micaiah Israel, yes. So 50 days, Micaiah Israel is the next feast. But the seventh feast is on. This is the seventh day. This is the feast of the seven-day feast. All six locations is open. Drink them up, drink them up, no leaven, all that good stuff. And as a matter of fact, this is what it says over there. Let me put a rap out there. Put it out, Brother T. Israel. Give me 49 chapter, verse 6 and 10. Jubilee. And don't worry about the word task, though we use the word called feast. Let me tell you what the feast day is all about. Feast day is all about the Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 6 and 10. Let's find what it's all about. Let's find what the feast is all about in Jubilee 49, verse 6 and 10.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 6 and verse 10.
What does it say?
Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 6. All Israel, were eating the flesh of the partial lamb,
yes,
and drinking wine,
yes,
and was lodging and blessing, mm-hmm, and giving thanks to Yahweh, their father.
All Israel was doing. They was rolling. They know what time it is, a feast day. All Israel got to them six anointed camps. They got in where they been in it, and they was ready to do what again?
They were ready
for what?
Blessings and give thanks to Yahweh, their father.
They were ready to bless and give thanks to Yahweh. Go ahead, read.
And was ready to go forth.
And they were ready to go forth.
Under the yoke of Egypt, Plutoburg, Mithraim.
Yeah, all the 17 nations. You ready to put them down, kick them to the curb. That's on Yahweh's feet, day. You kick them to the curb in your mind. Go ahead, read.
And from the evil bondage.
From the evil bondage. I mean, that bad teaching. Come out some Eucharist and some Easter and all that stuff. That's bad teaching. Children of Israel don't know about no Easter, no Eucharist, and none of that stuff. Pray.
Verse 10.
What?
Let the children of Israel come and observe the feast. The day of his sixth time.
That's right. That's excellent, Brother T. Israel. The children of Israel got to say one thing. The feast day is you supposed to come and enjoy. The world ain't going to tell you about when you supposed to do what you got to do. You got to take to make the move yourself. When the sun sets and the sun has set, this is the feast of the seven-day feast. This is the day. All people know they can't have nobody. I was before, and I heard again, this time on the clock. I was looking forward to sitting down with my brother Micaiah Israel, and ran back with it. My prodigal son is back on the scene. But the same token, Mike Shulkin won the sixth anointing campus. I don't know. I get the word when he show up on it, because right now this is the seventh day, a righteous gathering. This is the ball game. This is it.
Hallelujah.
And the sixth anointing campus is ready to go from top to bottom. All gates is open. So when you do the will of Yahweh, you can demand a blessing from Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I like music
tonight. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So now, what we're trying to tell you is this. When you know you're doing Yahweh's will, then you can demand a blessing from Yahweh. That's the key right there. So now let's go back again. We're clear that the song has set. This is the final day of unleavened bread. We all in place. Six of going to camp. Everybody ready to go. We ready to eat them up, drink them up. And give me that verse again, and verse number, what did you do again? Now, this is what you do on a feast day. Now, this is what you do in that 49 verse 10 on the feast day. Listen to what he says. 49 verse 10 of the book called, or what the book called is?
Jubilee.
What you doing, Jubilee?
Book of Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 10.
Listen good.
Let the children of Israel come and observe the feast.
Yes.
Yes. On the day of this sixth time.
Yes, right. Yes. Correct?
And on the 15th day.
Well, wait a minute. I need to know about, I'm missing something. Can you stay a while? What verse is that? Help me out, man. You know, you're talking about to stay a while a little bit. Sit down for a minute. We don't do the Christian thing to sit them on the camp. Have a minute. Do a little drink them up and talk a little bit. Let's talk some good talk. Let's eat them up and drink them up. What verse is that? You got to stay for a month. Stay a little while. What verse is that? Tell me out, brother, y'all got Israel.
What verse is that we
stay a while and we get right? What the verse is? Say, man, 49.
I'm looking at
6,
that's what I'm looking at.
We're looking for verse 6 again.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 6.
Verse 6.
And all Israel were eating the flesh.
All Israel were eating the flesh.
The parts of land and drinking the wine.
They were drinking the wine.
And nodding and blessing and giving thanks to Yahweh their Father.
You know, I need a little bit more. I need about a third part of this. What verse is that?
That verse number 10, I believe.
Yeah, come on, brother.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Observe the feast on the day of this fixed time.
Okay.
On the 14th day of the first month, then the evening from the third part of the day, the third part of the night.
The
two parts of the day are given to the light, and the third part to the evening. This is that Yahweh commanded you, that you should observe it between the evening.
He said, oh, I put some time in. The feast is ready to go. Put some time in.
Yes.
We don't need any haste now. We don't got about it. Don't got out of that. Put some time in. Drink a little wine and run back a little bit. And I was looking back to say, old prodigal son, I don't see him yet coming through none of the gates. I ain't heard none yet. All right, good enough. Let's go back. We'll wrap this up. I'm gonna pass it on because there's a bar calling me. I don't see it in 23rd chapter, but I'm going to preach that back to Deuteronomy 16:16.
Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 10, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast.
Hold on, Sister G. We're doing unleavened bread right now. We're on the last day of unleavened bread. And I need to know just one thing. What is the name of the next feast that's coming up in 50 days?
Feast of Weeks.
The Feast of Weeks. So the next feast is coming up in 50 days. This is on the count. Remind me of it. You know, keeping, because I'm not going to be keeping account besides trying to whoop them big dignitaries with all that bad teaching they got on the table.
Yeah.
So remind me that we're getting close to the 50 days, and what's the name of that feast on the 50 days? What's the name of it again?
The Feast of Weeks.
The Feast of Weeks. So that's 50 days after tomorrow.
Yeah.
After you get through eating and drinking them up and ran back, get some good sleep, and after the sun set again, then you count 50 days after that, and that'll take you to the next. The next feast will be the third one called the Feast of Weeks. So now be clear about that. Sister G. Israel, close the statement.
You're
on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Sister Israel, for connecting the books. Sister Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
We're going to run back to Ms. Tibbs, get final thoughts, and in the start of unleavened bread, we're on the clock big time, and then one thing. After tomorrow, when the sun sets, count me 50 days, 6 anointed counts. I want to report from every last one of y'all on some 50 days. Mr. Taylor, what's your final thought as we get ready to pass it on? What's your final thought from just as y'all clock come up? What's WCC? Here, Mr. Taylor, I'm going to mute him because he's getting too happy. Well, if you're ready, you'll finish, do what you want to do. And on that note, we're going to turn to Brother Yahshua Israel. And when you meet your brother, but allow voice, you say out of count one, Brother Yahshua Israel, stop why be with you there, see right.
Yeah, well, bless you, see Israel. I see right. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah,
all right, we are in the 7th day of Yahweh's feast. We're going to close it out with a big bang, so that is a great thing. This is Yahweh doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes. But I'm going to grab about 3 or 4, and then we're going to bring in our brother Tia. Let him stretch out tonight. I want to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother E. Let me get to Luke 12, 12. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Okay.
Mother E. Israel, see you, Royal.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's what we believe at V-O-T-H-T-Y, that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's write to the book of Psalms, Mother D of Israel. It's a statement in the book of Psalms, if I can pull it out. So far, I haven't laid my eyes on it, so guess I better just go give me some St. John 14:26 until I do. Mother D of Israel, see you, Royal. St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. But that very same hour the righteous minister spirit would teach you what you ought to say.
St. John chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
But the comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
Oh, the righteous spirit, the comforter, which is the righteous spirit. He said he would teach you all things. He would bring this back to your memory. Let's see how we, whatever Yahuwah has said, right?
Yes.
Let's see how we got to deal with what Yahuwah say right quick, Brother T. Israel.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 3, verse 20 and 21. Look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3, 20 and verse 21. How we got to deal with what Yahuwah say?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 3, 20 to 21.
Yes, sir.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 3, and it reads,
mm-hmm.
A prudent man foresees the evil
uh-huh.
and hides himself.
They say a prudent man, prudent woman will foresee the evil. And they will hide themselves. Go ahead.
Yes. But the simple passed on.
He said, but the simple will do what?
Pass on.
The simple would just pass on. They ain't going to even try to get this thing right. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I'll punch.
Verse number 20.
Verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Have not I written to you excellent things?
Yahuwah is talking to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? But we know he's not... He ain't wrote nothing to the 17 other nations, did he?
Hallelujah.
He said, haven't I taught you, right? Yeah. Excellent thing. Hold that point. Mother Israel. Let's run to the book of Deuteronomy 32, verse number 9 and 10. Let's see what he laid down for the 12 tribes of Israel. Deuteronomy 32, verse number 9 and 10. Mother Israel.
Okay.
But he said he taught us excellent things, right? Deuteronomy 32. Verse number 9 and 10, what did he do? Give to the family, the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Mother Israel, let's see you right here. What's going on with it?
9 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 9 and verse 10. Deuteronomy 32, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
But the Yahuwah spoke in his... For the Yahuwah's portion is his people.
So now Yahuwah is not bashful to let you know who he riding with. Ain't that right?
That's right.
He said Yahuwah's portion is his people. Go ahead.
His people. Israel is the lot of inheritance.
So Israel is Yahuwah's portion. What did he do for Israel?
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
He found in the desert land.
Yes, ma'am.
In the waste howling wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And he led him about.
He led him about.
He instructed him.
He did what?
He instructed him.
So Israel got to rely on what?
Yahuwah.
We got to rely on the instructions of the Most High Yahuwah. He said he instructed us. Read that he will bring it back to our remembrance, right? Let's run back to that Proverbs 22, verse 20 and 21. That's good, Mother. We got what we wanted. Proverbs 22, verse number 20, 21, Brother C. Israel of C. Royal.
Yes, book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 20 and 21.
Yes, sir.
I'm at verse 21.
You get back up at verse 20.
Verse
20. Mm-hmm. So Yahuwah say he written excellent things in counsel and knowledge. Go ahead.
21.
Uh-huh.
And I might make you to know the certainty of the words of truth.
So he said that his word is certain, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
That you might answer the words of truth to them that's sent unto you.
So the only thing we got to work with is the word of Yahweh, the word of truth, right?
Yes.
Now when we sit down, it's about the word of truth. It ain't about no personalities and all that good stuff. It ain't personal. It's about the word of the Most High Yahweh. From to the book of Son, Mother, D.F. Israel, C. Roy, it would be a miss to me if I didn't put Psalm 133, verse 1 on the table. Psalm 133, verse 1, because this is what our goal is. Psalm 133, verse 1, Mother D of Israel.
Psalm 133,
verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. So that is our goal. Our goal is to get this thing unified, right? Our job is to bring back the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Unified. On that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel, I'll see you right at the end with that one, Brother T. That's good for the soul. Brother T. Israel, I'll see you right. Let's bring him in by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty Israel, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, read. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, read. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. That same hour, that righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 26, Mother Z Israel. John chapter 14, verse 26, Mother Z Israel.
Verse 26. But the comfort which is the righteous spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever I have said unto you.
That's right.
All things to your remembrance. All right, let's give me the book of Jubilee. Book of Jubilee, chapter 32. Mother D.F. Israel, Book of Jubilee, chapter 32. Verse 25 and 26. Can I remember all? Remember all that I have read and seen. He said, I can remember that. So what it mean by this? Luke 21:15. Luke 21.
Let me get that.
221. Give me Luke 21, 14. 14 and 15. Luke 21, verse 14 and 15. But it is bread.
Luke, chapter 21, verse 13 and 14. Luke. Chapter 21, verse 13 and 14?
14 and 15.
Okay. Luke chapter 21, verse 13 and 15.
14 and 15. Verse 14 and 15.
Yeah, give me a minute. See, you may be tired. Luke chapter 21, verse 14 and 15. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Luke. Chapter 14, scatter, sell it, therefore, in your mind, not to meditate before what he should answer. Verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Right. You shall give you a cup of wisdom. If your adversary should not be able to gainsay nor resist. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, 17 and 18. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. But he is real.
This is Solomon chapter 9, 17 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Solomon chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17. And they counsel. Who had known except thy give wisdom and said thy righteous spirit from above and send thy righteous spirit from above.
Yeah.
Verse 18.
Hold on before you go any further. All that for me coming back. Yeah, from above, right?
Nice.
Let's give me John. John chapter. Yeah. John. John chapter. You read Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, 17 and 18?
I read 17.
Okay.
18.
Yeah, verse 18.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 18. Verse 18 reads. For so the way of them which live on the earth were reformed, and men were taught the things that are pleasant unto thee, and were saved through wisdom.
Ooh. It says that there were saved through wisdom.
Yeah.
Saved through wisdom.
That's right.
That. Saved through wisdom.
Mm.
Saved through wisdom.
That's right.
Alright, let's go to Sirach. Sirach chapter 1. Saved through wisdom. Go to Sirach chapter 1. Get there. Solomon chapter 1.
This is
the Solomon. Sirach. Sirach chapter 1. Sirach chapter 1. Sirach chapter 1. Verse 11. 11 through 14 and 16. Yeah, Sirach chapter 1, verse 12, 12 through 16, and 18.
Sirach chapter 1, 12 through 16,
and 18.
Right.
1, verse 1, verse 12 through 16, and verse 18.
Don't forget 20. Get 22.
I'm all good. Get verse 20.
Right. Chapter 1, verse 1. All wisdom comes from the Yahweh. And is with him forever. Verse 16.
Verse
12. The fear of the Yahweh makes a merry mind. And a merry mind. And giving joy and gladness and a long life.
Yeah.
13. Mm-hmm. Whoso fears the Yahweh, it shall go well with him at the last, and he shall find favor in the day of his death.
Mm.
Verse 14. To fear the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and it was created with the paper in the womb. Verse 15. She had built an everlasting...
Verse 16.
To fear the Yahweh is foolishness.
To fear the Yahweh
is the fullness of wisdom.
Mm.
And fullness and filling men with her fruit.
Filling men and women with her fruit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, 18.
18.
Take it all the way down to 21.
The fear of the Yahweh is a crown of wisdom, making peace and perfect health to flourish both, which are the gift of Yahweh.
See, this is the crown of wisdom, peace, and perfect health.
Yeah.
Go like that. Perfect health.
Yeah, right.
And it enlarges their rejoicing that love him.
And how you love him. And love him. What's the precept on how you love him?
Be live at all six locations. Seventh day of the feast day is in progress. Seventh day.
And how you love him.
Bread. Progress. righteous gathering all these anointed council. You know what I'm saying, Cigarette? This is the order from Yahweh to keep. Matter of fact, read that verse one time, but I'll keep it here. In the 12th chapter, verse number, Exodus chapter 12, let's make sure we get that clear. Verse 24. This day right here is something that Yahweh said. In 12:24, and look what Yahweh says about his feast day. Exodus 12:24, listen good.
The second book of the heavenly tablets. For instructions, the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 24. And you,
your whole 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Observe this thing.
You should observe this thing. Whole 12 tribes of Israel.
For an ordinance.
For an ordinance.
Mm.
To you.
For to you, 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
And your sons,
and your daughters, your family,
yeah.
Everybody. Remember, the sons, the father bring in the family.
Yeah.
The sons, the father, they bring in the family.
Yeah.
This is it. You on the bottom, the beginning of the unleavened bread that goes to the sunset. You can read on one as we speak. Back to Brother T. Israel.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, how you love him? Now, he's going to a precept with it. Love him, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, I love him.
Yeah, that's right.
They say it, right?
That's
they
right.
But John, tell you what they're going to say.
Right.
John, hold that point. We're going to John. This is what they're going to say.
I got some. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 3, mother of Israel.
Boy,
right. I love my Yahweh. Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Let's see what Yahweh says behind that. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 3. Oh, I love me some Yahweh. I love me some Yahweh. Let's see what it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
That's right. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
If you don't keep them birds by a book, you're not hitting through the gates of them six anointed camps. Go ahead.
There's a liar.
You a what?
A liar.
A what?
A liar.
Go ahead and read.
And the truth is not in him.
Come on, Brother King Israel.
Okay, you can preach up that in Romans 3:4 chapter. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. To deceive you, precious Israel. You ready?
Yeah,
Romans chapter 3, verse 4.
Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Yahweh forbid. Yes, let Yahweh be true, but every man a liar.
That includes women too?
Yes.
And
then, men, women.
Yes.
All right, put some money in.
Hey,
we are family.
Every man a liar. As it is written, that you mightest be justified in your saying, and mightest overcome when you are judged.
All right, we are judged. Okay. All right, now we read that first John chapter.
But what the brother saying that we got the brother's feet? Can no cold-blooded man judge me? Can no cold-blooded man teach me? See, they get the thing here. See, we trying to get 600 camps on one accord, one line. We have to lead by example. We got to have them branches on ready to go, as just said, well, we got to lead by example. The world have done a... Everybody, every camp has done unleavened bread according to no Bible. We just done unleavened bread according to the Bible. We read through Romans 8, verse 3, that man live by any word that Yahweh says. So we pointed at Yahweh's word. This day is the beginning of the seventh day of unleavened bread. If you are a member of the children of Israel, you will be in one of the six anointed camps. Even them up, dragging them up, and talking to them. Thus Yahweh, because it's commanded from Yahweh, all 12 tribes to keep it and observe over those key Israel. And enjoy yourself, like I see you doing with his old wine in the background. Go ahead. We all sat for them, heat them up, and drank them up on the bottom, on the beginning.
Okay, buddy Israel.
We all sat for the outside of Israel?
Yeah, we don't know where he's been.
All right. We all sat. Hallelujah.
John chapter 1 verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after its Torah instruction. This is the Torah instruction that as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
Walk in, as you heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it. Right, we're going to that John 14. We're going to John chapter 14 or more. John chapter 14, Monday Israel. We're going to John chapter 14. Verse 15, skip down 21 and 23.
John chapter 14, verse 15, verse 21, and verse 23. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, my Torah instructions. Verse 21. It is my Torah instructions.
You see that have my Torah instructions.
He or she, my Torah instructions, and keep them. He or she it is that love me. And he or she that love me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 22.
See how that goes. Once you love Yahweh the Son, love the Father also, and love you because you love Yahweh the Son. All the time.
Verse 23. Yahweh answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Give me that verse 24.
Verse 24. He that love me not, keepeth not my saying. And the words which I, and, wait a minute, let me read that again. He that love me not, keepeth not my saying. And the words which I hear, it is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Yes. Yes, if you don't want to keep my word, but not his, but the Father has sent him. All right. Okay, we was at the rock. Okay. All right. That's what we're going to start. Okay, you at
rock.
Yeah, you at the rock. You see, that's the rock, right?
Yeah, that's the
rock. That's the one. Go down.
The root of the wisdom is the fear of Yahweh, and the branches thereof are long vines. 21. The fear of the Yahweh drives away sin, and where it is present, it turneth away wrath.
Verse 15,
all the way to 18. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Get down, verse 15, all the way to verse 18. Exodus. To the Phoebe princes of Israel.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 15 through 18. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month, shall be the first month of the year to you.
To you?
To you. What do you mean by this month shall be the beginning of month?
That's right.
Same book. Go to 13, verse 13, chapter, verse 4. What month is the beginning of month to you? So we'll be clear on that. Exodus 13.
They playing, brother.
Right. Got to put a name on what this money is. Exodus chapter 13. Verse 4.
Exodus chapter 13. Verse 4. And I will hearken Pharaoh's mind that he shall.
No. Exodus chapter 13. Verse 4.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 4.
You know, I hear a lot of bass about the boss that brother T. Israel. You know, I like that.
This day came you out of the month Abib.
That's right. This day came you out of month Abib. What we're supposed to do on this month here, we're going to, let's see.
Pray, brother T. Israel. See, right.
All right. Give me Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16, let me get there.
Nothing don't see it happen, but in a throwdown. Anytime a throwdown is made, don't see it get happen.
All right, Deuteronomy 16, 1. Deuteronomy 16, chapter, verse 1. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1.
Deuteronomy.
Mighty Israel.
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 16, verse 1. Observe the month Abib.
You tell us, observe the month Abib.
And keep the Passover unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Yeah. For
and
in the month.
And keep the feast.
It's
keep
the feast.
Day.
Keep the Passover in this day, you say the feast.
All these is the feast of Yahweh. Keep Yahweh feast day. You want the blessing? Do what the man tells you to do. Praise.
For in the month Abib, the Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
So this is what we're doing. We remember when Yahweh, the son, when Yahweh of Israel brought us out from the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim,
by night.
This is a remember. That's what we're doing. We're not just eating them up and drinking up, so we got to understand it.
There you go. Hey, go ahead, brother.
Yahweh, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
That's all the right thing. Let me precept that real quick. Call them up, D.F. Israel. Precept that to you. 214. Precept that. You got to precept all Abel. Come now, James. Come bold.
Okay.
A.B. Peter got a precept. Come on, A.B. Peter.
Well, I don't know.
Come bold with a precept.
I don't know if it's a precept,
but it's going to help. You got some? A, B, or B, I got some. You got some A, B, or B, then come on with it.
Deuteronomy 15, 15.
Okay.
And you shall remember that you was in bondage in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh, thy Yahweh, redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today.
Let the field bring in forth year by year,
Thou shalt eat before Yahweh your God, the place which he shall choose to place his name there.
His name is among the six anointed camps of horses of the true Israelites.
Y-E-W. The size of your corn, of your wine, and of and ore, and the firstling of your herd, and of your flock, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh.
Learn to fear your mighty one. Stop fearing that one I say. That one I say, hearing you behind that curtain. You can't, you know, the world, who to your left, who to your right. Fear Yahweh. Glory.
Fear Yahweh always.
Always.
24.
Right.
And if the way be too long.
If the way be too long, if you got, if you're in a long place, you can't get to the 6th anointed camp.
For you, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from you, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose to stick his name there, when Yahweh, your Yahweh, has blessed you.
When Yahweh done what to you?
Bless
you. He'll bless you. Go ahead, reach.
Five. Then shall I turn.
Turn into money.
And bring up the money in thine hand.
Yes.
And shall go unto the place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose.
Six anointed camps of both to Israel, go ahead.
26. And thou shalt restore. Restore that money for whatsoever your soul lusts after.
So whatever your soul lusts after on the feast day, what do you say?
For oxen,
you want to eat a little ox on the feast day?
Or for sheep?
You want to eat a little sheep on the feast day?
Or for wine?
You gonna get your little wine on the feast day?
Or for strong drink?
Yeah, my man. Not only supposed to be a little wine, it's supposed to be some what?
Strong
drink on the feast day. Is it over here? Go get you a shot of that strong drink back to Bob T.
You gotta have a little strong drink.
You hear that, Molly?
Yes, sir.
You gotta have a little wine to have a little strong drink, man, to the side on them feast days of Yahweh. See, Yahweh, he wants you to do it the way he told Moses. Moses, I want to see them have a little wine, have a little strong drink in moderation. And enjoy the feast of the I Got Rich in the Leviticus 23. So those that sit on the sideline, don't know nothing about it, don't take no participation, shame on you. Well, T. Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
All right. Yeah, that wine, what did that wine do? What did that wine do?
Did you find bring it out?
I'm going to the rock. Call us a rock.
Call him Luna.
All right, Mother Israel. What did that wine do? You call us a rock. Get quick.
See, this is going to be, the sixth and ninth camp is going to be the one that breaks the back of every hypocrite. So go in the sixth and ninth camp, step your game up, get some fringes on, lead by example. And thus says Yahweh, and Yahweh will show up the next move. Once we got our fringes on and doing thus says Yahweh.
All right. You need to rock 31, Sister B.B. President Israel. Rock 31. Okay, so rock 31. Pick up that... All right, make that, yes, Sirach 31, pick up at verse 27. Sirach 31, verse 27.
Sirach chapter 31, verse 27. Wine is as good as life to a man.
Wine is good as life to a man.
If it be drunk, moderated.
So we drink it in moderately.
And that's what you're going to do. only drink the wine on feast day.
We
do something good, we don't get no bottles. We only do it on feast day.
What life is then to a man that is without wine?
What life is then to just a man who's without
wine? What life is at the feast day you ain't got no wine?
For it was made to make men glad.
It's to make man glad. That's why I was looking for the time to be punished. And one of them sisters on the camp to show up and we can sit there and drag a little wine and talk.
Yeah.
Very.
Verse 29. But wine drunken with excess maketh bitterness of the mind.
Right. When you do like one of the brothers in one of the six anointed camps, he says, you know, I talk better if I get bottled.
Drunkenness increased the rage of a fool.
That's exactly what happened. Go ahead. Increase the rage of a fool. Go ahead.
Till he be offended.
Until he offend?
Yeah.
It diminishes strength.
Go ahead. Take away strength. Go ahead.
And makes wounds.
And make wounds?
Yeah.
And this is what goes on right here, what they really on. Verse 31.
31. Rebuke not your neighbor at the wine.
Yeah,
that's exactly what goes on. You rebuke now. He really.
Yeah, well,
don't be speaking your mouth.
How much book he knows. He said he won't tell everybody. I know all this. When he planted that bomb.
And despise him not.
Hold on, I said, rebuke not your neighbor. Now, who's your neighbor? Now, you got to preach up who's the neighbor is. The neighbor can't just be anybody.
Bring out who the neighbor is. Our neighbor is not the 17th. Got close to you, see. Our neighbor is all of the children of Israel. That's our neighbor when you do book back to North Key Israel.
Wait, just 1 minute. Can I ask one question?
Yes, ma'am. You all
is. Okay, yes. When it says that the ones that's on the wheel of the father, no, your sisters and your brothers, something.
The ones doing the wheel of your father?
Those are the ones that's out.
The ones doing the wheel of your father. Come on, we're going to St. John chapter 1, I believe. That's how we talk about that. That's doing the wheel of your father. Going to St. John chapter 1. You remember what I'm saying? When you precept your Bible, the game sales got to get on the sideline. As long as you precept them. Let's find out about who is he talking about. You're going to St. John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1 is alive. The camp 1, all the camp doors is open. This is the final day of unleavened bread. They speak will be 50 days after tomorrow. Unless you want to do the unleavened on Passover. On
Thank
the second
one
of the
14
days.
Thank you,
and
you
said. Yes, yeah, St. John chapter 1. Let's look at verse number 11.
Look at St. John chapter 1, verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
He came unto his own received him not. A.B. of Peter, who is his own, 15:24 of Matthew. Who is his own? He came to his own. His own got a problem with him. Who is this? Who is his own? Matthew. Oh, D.F. Israel had the 18:11 in St. Matthew's waiting on. Who is his own? 15:24 Matthew.
Matthew, chapter 15, verse 34.
Yeah, no, 15:24.
Matthew. Chapter 15, verse
24. Listen good.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
He said, my mission was to get Israel back in shape. And that's our mission too. We ain't crossing the line. 18, verse 11, on the DF Israel.
Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11.
Listen to this.
For the Son of Man is come to save that which was.
That was lost. Who lost most D.F. Israel in 3:1-8? Who is debt that lost? Who is the debt that lost? Amos 3:1-2. Who is the debt which is lost?
Amos chapter 3, verses 1-2.
Yeah.